was encouraging kids to walk cite the benefits: better health, getting to know neighbors, no pollution from motor vehicles. But there can be drawbacks, concerns about safety, for instance. Madison students wanted to document speeding, no crosswalks, and other pedestrian hazards. So public health nurse Lisa Bullard Cawthorn says they took photos.
Kids from the school, kids from Toki Middle School, went out and took pictures and identified issues about trying to cross the street when they were walking home. And these pictures were then taken to the city and to the school district and used to advocate for change. And there's quite a few things that got done as a result.
There have been improvements to curb and crosswalks in key areas. Soon to come will be a permanent speed sign on a fast-moving thoroughfare. Governor Doyle has announced 44 communities in Wisconsin will get a total of $6 million in grants to help pay for pedestrian and bike improvements along school routes. The funds awarded to communities go for things like traffic enforcement, sidewalk improvements, bike racks, and multi-use trails. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.